Phase two is going well. If you walk the stadium right now, the hallways, it doesn't look anything like our stadium. So all of the carpet's gone, all the paint is gone, all the pictures are gone. It's a total interior remodeling. Phase two, it's all about making decisions on time. You have so many small decisions to make. What paint color, what carpet color? Those are things that I'm not very strong at. We've got people who are strong at those decisions, but you've got to make them in time so the project can proceed. We meet with our contractors and architects about once a week, sometimes twice a week. I walk the site every single week, and you'll get ideas. You'll say, okay, boy, it'd be nice if we had a TV here, or we changed the location of the sink. So you're almost constantly doing those little things. So it's on track, very confident it'll be done in time for our first preseason game. When you start the process on uniforms and potentially having new uniforms, it's part and parcel with the discussion about your logo. And the first thing we do is we go to our fans. They don't know we're asking them about the logo and uniforms, but that's what we're asking them about. Who are we? What permission do we have to change things? And then we build our foundation of what the fans care about. And the first question was, should we change the logo? Because right now we're the only team in the NFL that has the helmet as the primary logo. And we thought that was important, and our fans told us that was important. So we changed it, but just to reflect the changes in the uniform. We think the city of Cleveland is undergoing a renaissance. We wanted to match that energy, and we think with the combination of the new logo, the new Dog Pound logo, and then the new uniforms, we will.